Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. We're going to be in England, France, and Italy on today's program. First in England, with motets from the Old Hall manuscript of the early 15th century. Then in France for three chansons by Claude Lejeune, and we'll end up in Italy with madrigals from Monteverdi's second book of madrigals. We begin with the Old Hall manuscript, which is the largest, most complete, and most significant source of English sacred music of the late 14th, early 15th centuries. The manuscript somehow survived the Reformation and formerly belonged to St. Edmund's College, a Roman Catholic school located at Old Hall Green, hence its name, in Hertfordshire. The manuscript contains 148 compositions overall. Most of the pieces are settings of parts of the Ordinary of the Mass and are grouped by section, in other words, settings of the Gloria all together, then the Credo, Sanctus Agnus Dei, and so forth. Between these group settings are some motets, and it's those that we're going to hear on today's program. The Old Hall manuscript was compiled in the early 15th century, probably over a period of about 20 years. The hands of several copyists are identifiable, and some of them may be those of the composers themselves. Various musical styles and techniques are represented, including English descant, isorhythmic compositions, and canons. In particular, it shows a tendency in England to focus on musical complexities such as canons at a time when music on the continent was increasingly tending toward simplicity. It was well established by the middle of the 15th century at the Burgundian court that there was a style which was identifiably English, le contenance anglois, or the English manner. On the other hand, the Old Hall manuscript is an impressive example of French influence in England. The prominent role of isorhythmic technique, which is irrefutable proof of strong French influence. In fact, Dufay had used that technique quite a bit, so French musicians also may have been known in England. One possible French composer at the English court was Picard. Composers with works in the Old Hall manuscript include Lionel Power, Picard, just mentioned, also John Cook, Thomas Bittering, Bois-Henri, probably referring to Henry V, who did write some music, Charles Lamb and Nicholas Sturgeon, Thomas Dammit, and some others as well. We're going to hear several pieces now. I'll give you the titles on the other side, but they'll be in this order: music of John Cook, Thomas Dammit, Lionel Power, Thomas Dammit again, then John Cook, Dammit once again, and Nicholas Sturgeon will close it out. This is a great recording, goes way back, but one of the great countertenors of all time here, Russell Oberlin, will be featured, along with tenor Charles Bressler, baritone Gordon Myers, and organist here is Paul Wolfe. Here's some English polyphony music from the Old Hall manuscript of the early 15th century.
Thank you. Cerum dire, magis tu, cerum.
music from the old Hall manuscript of the early 15th century, performed there by contratenor Russell Oberlin, tenor Charles Bressler, baritone Gordon Myers, and at the organ was Paul Wolfe. We heard by John Cook his Almer Proles Regia, which was a motet for use in time of war, probably written between 1417 and 1420 when Henry V opened his campaign in Normandy. It might have been in celebration of Agincourt, which was 1415, in fact, exactly 600 years ago, 1415. We celebrated the anniversary about a month ago on Distant Mirror. Following that, we heard Thomas Dammit's Salve Virgo Sacra, a shortened version of a Marian sequence probably written in France of Burgundy when Dammit was a member of Henry V's chapel. Lionel Power followed with Ave Regina Caelorum, a conductus setting of a Marian antiphon. Thomas Dammit again, Salvatoris Mater. Then John Cook's Stella Caeli, a processional hymn beseeching the Virgin Mary for protection against the plague. Thomas Dammit, Beata Dei Genetrix, and we concluded with Nicholas Sturgeon's Salve Mater. Music from the Old Hall manuscript, English music from the late 14th, early 15th century. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and thanks for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. If you are not a member, go to our website, wwfm.org, and click on donate/renew and become one. Music next by Claude Lejeune, 1530 to 1600, Franco-Flemish composer of the late Renaissance. He was the primary representative of the musical movement known as musique mesurée, which is music that reflects the exact stress accents of the French language. This is something French composers have done many times since. Of course, we think immediately of Debussy and his opera Pelléas et Mélisande. He was also a significant composer of the Parisian chanson, the predominant secular form in France in the latter half of the 16th century. His fame was widespread in Europe, and he ranks as one of the most influential composers of the time. We're going to hear three works of his right now, performed here by The King's Noise, featuring soprano Ellen Hargis, and directed by David Douglas, music of Claude Lejeune.
Thank you.
And you have just heard three chansons by Claude Lejeune. That was Je suis déshérité, Allons, allons, gay, and Rossignol, mon mignon. The King's Noise performing there, directed by David Douglas, also featured on violin. The soprano was Ellen Hargis, and Paul Odette was featured on lute. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Written for courts and patrons whose pleasure it was to surround themselves with the finest artists of the time, the madrigal was the secular song par excellence. It reached its highest expression with Monteverdi. Monteverdi's second book of madrigals was published when the composer was just 22 years old. The poetry and images chosen here emphasize the two favorite themes of court culture, love and nature. We're going to hear several madrigals from Book 2 of Claudio Monteverdi right now. Here's Delitiae Musicae, directed by Marco Longini.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
And we have concluded Distant Mirror with five madrigals from Book Two of Madrigals of Claudio Monteverdi. And the pieces that we heard, I'll give you the English translations. The New Day Had Not Yet Dawned. That was followed by, And One Sighing Said Then to the Other with Languid Words, Farewell My Heart. Then My Phillida Drank, and as she quietly sipped, Merry Kisses She Gave, the Sweet Liqueur. Gentlest Bonds of Loving Words, and we concluded with Neither Hyacinths nor Narcissi Are We, but Tiny Flowers That Love. A performance there by Delitiae Musicae, directed by Marco Longini. Madrigals from the second book of Madrigals of Claudio Monteverdi. And thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at WWFM.org. Until next week at the same time, I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et Vita.